President Bush's visit to Israel is being quickly followed by today's arrival of a U.S. congressional delegation to mark Israel's 60th anniversary. It's led by Speaker of the House of Representatives Nancy Pelosi and includes ranking Republicans. There was also a pair of literary gatherings this week. One was hosted by Israel, the other was on the West Bank. They were a world apart, with different authors focusing on different realities. But as the world's Quill Lawrence reports, politics, rather than literature, dominated both.
The first annual Palestinian Festival of Literature took place in Ramallah, Bethlehem, and Jerusalem. The guest list was impressive. Along with many Palestinian writers, it included Irish novelist Roddy Doyle, travel writer William Dalrymple, and Lebanese author Hanan al-Sheikh. At an evening reading in Bethlehem, al-Sheikh read a story based on her own life, about how her mother left her family. At first, the discussion focused on art, but it's Bethlehem, currently boxed in by the Israeli separation barrier, in some places a 20-foot-high concrete wall. The audience's questions turned to politics, and soon they weren't even questions.
This is an appeal to everybody here. I think it's so important that people would write fiction about Palestine.
Many in the audience asked how literature can be used to aid the Palestinian cause. It's impossible to talk about writing here without talking about the conflict, says Leila Qatar, a Bethlehem resident.
I believe as a Palestinian, politics seeps into every small crook and nanny of your life. But I think it is very legitimate to keep literature, you know, on its own. You can't do that, not in our context, you know, because it seeps into everything and people realize it's the most important factor that affects every aspect of their life.
For many of the writers here, this is their first trip to the region and their first introduction to the region's politics.
If you can talk, you can write. To a degree, this place reminds me of home because they're fierce talkers, you know.
That's Roddy Doyle, whose novels focus mostly on Ireland. Doyle says the trip was an eye-opener for him. And judging by the response from the students he met, it was a treat for the Palestinians who attended as well.
It would be wonderful if it could be established as a yearly thing, you know. I don't know why exactly it would be wonderful, but I think if I lived here, I'd be looking forward to it every year in the same way that I look forward to, say, the film festival in Dublin.
The same day the Palestinian conference concluded, Israel opened its first international writers' festival in Jerusalem. The roster was also world-class, including Jonathan Safran Foer, Nathan Englander, and South African Nobel laureate Nadine Gordimer. At one event, Gordimer addressed the question of why she came to Israel, despite pressure to boycott the event.
My comrades felt that my coming here, coinciding with the 60th year of the celebrations, was giving credence and approval to what is happening in the occupied territories. And I share the feeling about the occupied territories that indeed reminds me at once of the way people were treated in South Africa during our struggle, that the police and the army behaved in a most inhuman manner. And it's clear to me that this has been happening and is happening, unfortunately, in your country now.
But Gordimer said she had to come to see for herself and to support the idea of dialogue. Gordimer is 83 and an active member of the African National Congress. As they did at the Palestinian Literary Conference, the questions here turned into political statements. There were other events at the conference where no questions were taken, and the discussion focused on the craft of writing instead of politics.
I would like to hear your answer to that.
Well, the best advice I can give you is skip the second novel and write the third right away.
Israel's Amos Oz had a conversation with American Nicole Krauss about the difficulty of the writer's life. But again, it was impossible to avoid the subject of the conflict, which Oz says never leaves him.
Nonetheless, as long as the occupied territories are occupied, Israel is not a free country, and I feel the burden on my shoulders in a very personal way.
In your fiction, when you're writing, you feel that burden?
I feel this burden all the time, that if I write against the occupation, I write a manifesto. So I feel I'm abusing my art. If I write about other subjects, I feel guilty about not dealing with the fact that people are suffering and dying a few miles from my home. It's guilt either way.
Incredibly, the organizers of both festivals said they had no idea the other was being planned. The director of the Israeli festival said she wished the two sides could have gotten together for at least one event. But a Palestinian organizer said cooperation wasn't really possible in the current political climate. Of course, there was another event in town this week, President Bush's visit to help celebrate Israeli Independence Day, which shut down traffic across the city and filled the air with helicopters as Krauss and Oz spoke.
So George Bush is taking part in our Writers Festival.
It's the closest he'll ever get.
Yes.
For The World, this is Quil Lawrence in Jerusalem.